First of all, you were enthusiastically tweeting about the teacher recruitment fair. This is something that has been going on for a while, but quite successful this time around.
It really was. We were excited this past weekend. We hosted our teacher career fair. We were hopeful that it would be a success, and it was. We, in fact, offered 40 of the applicants their employment to start in the fall. Last year, we had our career fair. We had about 25 individuals that we offered employment to, so we were really excited to have 40. And when we take a look at that 40, we found about a third of them are coming to us with experience from surrounding districts and across the state. About a third of them were student teachers and folks who we had been working with for a little bit here in the local community with A&M. And then the other third were just those folks who just are looking for maybe a change in life and are going to be beginning the profession. So a good mix. We were really excited about the diversity among the group, all different grade levels. The first teacher we hired was an individual who will be working at Bryan High School. And but again, she was a student teacher there, so I think they kind of were looking forward to all meeting up that day and wrapping it up in a bow and having that one done. But it was a great day. Our principals all came. We were at Davila Middle School in the cafeteria, and it just looked like a sea of people when you look across the cafeteria, busily interviewing excited young teachers, bright faces, ready to come to work in Bryan ISD and meet our kids.
40 filled out of how many vacancies?
As of now, we have about 100 resignations, and so that's about where we usually are about this time of the year. We have to remember that we're ending school a little bit earlier this year, about a week earlier than last year, and so, you know, sometimes as you draw closer to the end of the year, you get more, so we're actually a little bit closer to the end of the year than we were this time last year. So we think we're in pretty good shape, but about 100 so far. And again, having 40 was a good start.
Any sort of theme that you picked up about the activity of those who came and checked things out, as well as the 40 who accepted positions, what was on their mind?
Well, you know, they were all really eager about starting a new profession. Some of them were just really shocked that they made it all the way to a point where we offered them employment. They would tell you commonly, hey, we didn't expect that we would walk in here today and walk out with a job offer like this. We just thought we were going to meet people and have first point of contact and some follow-up stuff. And so we actually have a career fair that it's pretty serious business. If you make the cut, we want you. So we're pretty aggressive about offering the employment at the time of the fair. So that threw them off a little bit. But we put them through at least two panel interviews, if not three, get to know them really well. Before they come, they must have references. So we've already checked them out. We've already talked to the people we need to talk to. So we know we're getting a quality product. And again, we had about double that amount invited. Almost close to 90 were invited. And so we had some who just didn't quite measure up, but that's okay. Just wasn't the place for them. Maybe there's other places that they would find a home. And then some of those that didn't get offered, we hope to vet a little further. And as other things come available, perhaps they'll be a viable candidate for those other positions.
And what about the positions that I hear about during the course of the year at board meetings that are quote-unquote hard to fill? How did this fair work out in those areas?
We picked up a few of those really tough spots. In fact, we had, for instance, a Spanish teacher that came, did really well, and we have a principal who said, you know, I think I'm going to need a Spanish teacher, but I don't have a solid, you know, opening at the moment. We went ahead and jumped out on the limb and gobbled up some of those people and offered employment to bilingual and Spanish and special ed, because we know that if you don't have it today, you might have it tomorrow. And we could also work with them with regard to their credentials. If the exact position doesn't come available, I think we can find a home for good people, because that's really what it's about, is finding the right good people for our kids. So we feel like we did that today or over the weekend.
With the fair over with, what are the steps now that y'all use as you continue to recruit to fill those positions?
Well, we have a recruiter and a few folks who are still out recruiting. In fact, I think this week we have Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, which is a traditional teacher career fair. We have a really large career fair that we'll go to in early June called the Gulf Coast Career Fair. It attracts a lot of experienced teachers from the regional area, so we're excited about attending those. We also continue to work the file and take a look at everybody who's applied and try to encourage them to keep talking to us as we have the need. So we will continue to work hard to serve principals in that role of recruiting high-quality teachers.
What else have I missed that listeners need to know about this whole process of handling when vacancies come up and getting those filled?
Well, you know, the one thing I think our listeners, I really like for them to know, is that we don't just hire teachers. We did attend last week the Chamber of Commerce, College Station Chamber of Commerce Career Fair, and we did pick up quite a bit of interest there as well. But I would hope that, you know, no matter what your occupation might be, if you're looking for a change, we have really good benefits. I have a wonderful work environment in Bryan ISD. We'd love for everybody to consider us. Come to our website, bryanisd.org, and take a look at us, see if there's something that maybe you'd like to do for us. And, you know, some of the positions are coming to a close for the school year, and they'll start back up in the fall. But we have quite a few 12-month type positions, too. So I hope our community is constantly looking for opportunity within the district, because we would love to talk to anybody who wants to make a positive impact on a student.
In fact, dovetailing off of David Reynolds' presentation today in career and technology, and also dovetailing off the recent decision that Bryan ISD is now a district of innovation, that brings up more options than ever before.
Absolutely. We now have more flexibility than we've ever had with classroom teachers and those kinds of positions. You know, we were fortunate enough to go through that process of District of Innovation and have it approved through all levels. The state of Texas has blessed it now. So one of the criteria we put forward was flexibility with teacher credentials. So we do have some very specialized areas in engineering and mathematics and some of those things. So for those that are out there in the local community who have a PhD in engineering and they think, you know, I might want to try a high school class or two, we'd love to talk to you about it, because we do now have that flexibility, and you know, they don't necessarily have to go through a formalized certification process where they go be a full-time student and, you know, take two semesters of coursework and all these things. We will obviously have training things that we expect of them, and we'll put them through a process to prepare them for that classroom, because we want them to be prepared. Teaching high school or middle school is very different from higher education, but we think we can prepare them well enough to put the very best expert locally in front of the students and be a win for all of us.